Boris has arrived in Moscow for talks with President Putin amid concern that Greece could soon run out of money. Tomorrow is the deadline for Athens to repay a €450 million loan to the International Monetary Fund. The Greek government says Mr. Tsipras will use the meeting to discuss relations between the European Union and Russia. But analysts say Athens is seeking to improve relations with Moscow, increase troubled bailout negotiations with its Western creditors fail. Our Moscow correspondent Sarah Rainsford has the latest.
Above a library in a Moscow suburb, a group performs traditional dances from a Greek wedding. There's a fairly large Greek community here, and they're watching this week's visit by their new prime minister with interest. Amid talk of a possible Greek-EU divorce, is Athens now courting Moscow? Is Alexis Tsipras seeking a potential new partner as his country teeters on the brink of bankruptcy? Europe as a whole has taken a hard line with Russia since it annexed Crimea from Ukraine. Here, though, I found these Greeks aren't wary of Moscow in the same way. Still, Fortis Papayioannou doesn't believe a breakup with Europe is on the cards.
Europe is like a neighbourhood of Greece, and Russia is far. The country have to be friendly and with Russia and with Europe.
The new Greek government makes no secret of its sympathies for Moscow. Alexis Tsipras has criticised EU sanctions as pointless and a dead-end policy. That's prompted speculation that he might offer to veto further measures, looking for money from Moscow in return. After all, Greece and Russia do have plenty in common. It starts with their shared Orthodox faith. During his visit, Mr. Tsipras will meet the Patriarch here, who led this service last weekend in Moscow's main cathedral. There are historical links too that stretch back to Ottoman times. All of that's been underlined as proof of a potential new alliance, as an isolated Russia seeks allies wherever it can, and Greece grows increasingly frustrated with the demands of the EU. Emerging from church, this woman, Natalia, was all for closer ties with Athens.
Greece joined the EU, and have things got better? I don't think so. So why not be friends with Russia?
Friends, yes, but with limits. Fyodor Lukyanov is the editor of the magazine Russia in Global Affairs.
The amount of money Greece would need to get free from the current dependency is enormous. So no one can provide it. Russia certainly not, because Russia is not in the best economic shape for the moment. But even before, when Russia was much richer, that's unbearable.
Alexei Kudrin doesn't know of any bailout plans either, though some kind of credit for Greece is possible. But the former finance minister told me that in his view, Athens needs to help itself above all.
I think the deal with the IMF and the EU is fair for Greece. Greece can't keep spending at the same rate. That's what caused the crisis. If Greece is not prepared to carry out reforms, then not only Russia, but no one can help.
There is one way that Russia could help the Greek economy.
Well, there are huge mounds of fresh fruit and vegetables here in this Moscow market. Oranges, apples, bright yellow and red peppers. But if you ask the sellers here where they get their produce from, instead of Spain and Greece, people talk about Uzbekistan, Morocco, and even Mexico. One of the topics that Greece's prime minister wants to touch upon is the issue of the ban on agricultural imports from Greece to here in Russia. This was a big market before sanctions, and that ban has had a big impact on producers back home in Greece.
This seller tells me her strawberries come from Israel. Russia banned lots of European produce as payback for EU sanctions over Ukraine. Greece is hoping to be exempted from that, and the signs are positive. So whilst Greece flirts with Russia, talking of a new spring in relations, the feeling here is that concrete results from this visit could be limited. Here's Fyodor Lukyanov again.
This has more of psychological impact than practical one. Psychology for Greeks is to demonstrate that European Union is not a unique partner. For Russia, it's a way to show that Europe is not at all united, and there are countries still very much sympathetic with what Russia is doing.
Greece is certainly one of those countries. This visit should reveal just how far out of line with Europe Alexis Tsipras is prepared to step.
Sarah Rainsford reporting. Tonight's main headline on The World Tonight, the SNP leader Nicola Sturgeon has told a televised